wanted to tell another story again. But this, I'm going to tell the story in English. It's a school story about the countrymen of our youth across the Shoshone. And he had a son. One summer there was a lot of people in Shoshone, no cat, cook, saying we can continue. So a young man went to hunting out for fishing with his kingdom. There was two young men, son of a long oak among them fishermen. So the people of Shoshone wait for them young men to arrive back home. So they never showed up. Father Lawrence took his father with him and walked up to Hunnigah and see if anything happened to them young fishermen from Shoshone. They met their own son halfway to Hunnigah, coming home to Shoshone by walking from his arms, with his legs being cut off. When they met his parents, and told them what happened. After he told his parents, he dropped dead. The Raul didn't turn back. He just kept going to Hunnigah. At Hunnigah, he went up on the back and looked up the coast. He saw Camp Point Hope's camp. There was stone bunk, two rough to carry with the skin boat. He left his wife there and told her to watch. If anything starts, he wants his wife shot back to Shoshone. So a robber went up to Point Hope camp. When he got there, he didn't walk right into Point Hope people. He stopped off from the people. Point Hope men were divided by one of the skin boat turns up for wind burdens. So one of the men walked off from the rest of Point Hope and put two stakes up. After he put two stakes up, he went back to rest. Point Hope men then picked up his bow and arrow and went down to one of the stakes and called on to a long rope to come to other stakes. So Avalok went right away, no delay, so they started shooting each other with bow and arrow. Finally, Avalok wounded Point Hope men. As he wounded Point Hope, the rest of the Point Hope jumped up on Avalok. Then Avalok started towards his father. Point Hope men followed him behind, tried to catch up with him. Finally, Avalok saw his wife. So he stopped and protected himself, so he started off again with his wife so far off. He couldn't see his wife when he went up to shelter they built before the defense themselves. So Avalon started off and took the shelter and went in. When Avalon went in the shelter, his wife was in there. They tried to take her parka off, but her parka was stuck to her flesh from sweat. She was carrying baby on her back, and they cut the parka with knife, but the baby were okay. Baby was 4 or 5, and then Prince Hope was breaking. All the people, women, and kids went inside the shelter before I got back from Hunnigah. So people of Notak, Copac, Silver, and Kachemu built that fort, that shelter, way ahead of time. There were a lot of people inside that shelter. Don't help them were outside of the shelter. Call in, try to have them come out and fight. But the people went inside of that shelter. They sent two men with camp across the Kotsubu, wanted to bring more men to Shoshone. So two skin boats, two men in each boat. There was two skin boats coming to us from Northern Notak River. And they're on the back side of the shallow. No sign of those people showed that came in their boats. They had drilled in the ground tunnel from shallow to the edge of the water. They had built in the tunnel and the boat tunnel from shore to the edge of water and the back of the shelter. Those men arrived and then skin boats stopped at the mouth of the tunnel and walking in the shelter through the tunnel. And there were a lot of men inside of that shelter. Bernhofer didn't know it. So Bernhofer went to Shoshone people's camp and hit the wall of skin and start blanket toss. While they were blanket tossing, two men went down from shoulder to where they were blanket tossing. When Bernhofer tossed up one of the Bernhofer men in the air, two others struck the men while he was in the air. And then two men ran back to shoulder. Just want to make Bernhofer matter. So people in San Sequoia up to Bernhofer, they will be coming out early in the morning to fight. So next early morning, men from Shalish start to come out with bow and arrow, and they start fighting. Finally, Bernhofer lost the fight. They were killed. One of the Bernhofer ran off. So around ran after and followed around quite a bit, about 35 miles from Shoshone. Ran around quite a bit, he noticed him, he was his half brother. So they just stopped and talked about each other. Around told his half brother not to be mixed up with the people that want to mix up with the fight. They just changed their bow and arrow, and depart. Also, Bernhofer was camping at an hour. They were returning from Cartier to Bernhofer. They were stonebound at an hour, and they killed those young fishermen from shore. That was how it had. Even today, you could see part of that shoulder of Shoshone. I had seen it myself. So, that's the end of the first story I told. It's about... and his son and his brother. The title of it is what it is. This is the true story, the Blue Eskimo story. This has happened long ago. That's the short. So I'm going to tell you another story. It's a Sishmer story. It's a true story again. It's a real story, but the true story of what has happened long ago. And these two men, they're both from Sismas. There was a fellow from Sismas and a fellow from same place. They were shooting each other with bow and arrow. One fellow was named Kavazu. Other fellow was named Tamavotero. Kavazu killed Tamavotero. Now, Tamavotero was a very wealthy guy. He can run fast, he can jump high, and things like that. He said it for a while. He don't like what I think, and I come over there. But come over there was the fellow who stole the poke of dry fish, the one Kalazic put away. Kalazic put poke of dry fish in his ice pit, in his ice house before he went away for the summer, for when they had to a spring camp. When Kalazic come back from spring camp, Kalazic go for the poke of dry fish to take home so his kid can have something to eat. He had a lot of kid, but he missed it. He missed that poke of oil. This fellow, Tamagotero, took it home, put it on his lap and took it home, just took it away without anything. Kalazic asked the people, I wonder what became of the poke I cast away for my kid to eat when I come back from the spring camp. They told him, Tamagotero got it. When he heard about who got it, he went over to Tamagotero and kept the seal net. This is what was found. Tamagotero had put seal net on his cash, so the next morning Tamagotero was going to put out the net, the seal net, but when he went out, the seal net gone. Kalazic took them. That's how these two firm been doing. So finally they come to fight with bone and arrow. They set up, they walk away from the opposite direction, start shooting arrows. Come closer and closer to the stick, but they couldn't hit each other. Get closer and closer, but miss each other. Tamagotero jumped all the time, sideways, either way, every day or another for a shoot, shoot. But then Kalazic grabbed Tamagotero's arrow while it was flying on the side of him. He jumped over and grabbed it. When arrow went by, he put it on his bow and shot it back and hit Tamagotero in the arm, right in the middle. So Tamagotero grabbed his bow. When he fell, he didn't get to the ground before he was struck dead by that arrow. But then there was a medicine man, a man that Tamagotero exchanged right with him in a while. Tamagotero and his wife have a son, but the medicine man and his wife have no son. Tamagotero say, Tamagotero's wife asked that medicine man, "Will it give you our son because he hasn't been changed in wife and he is the same as your son?" This lady comes to Tamagotero's place and spend night, and that other lady goes to medicine man's place and spend night. The people knew about it all right, but they don't do nothing about it. They let him go like that. Tamagotero's wife told the medicine man about the fight. The medicine man accepted. Tamagotero took the arrow heads out of his arm. The arrow heads had been struck, brought him back to life. When he got him back to life, he said, "Now listen here, don't eat any berries this year. Not until they grow up again next season." Some kind of a superstitious he said he had. That year when the snow goes away, he told his wife, "We want it, some berries." But his wife told him, "You know that your old partner over there told you not to eat anything else until they go again. I am going to get you a lot of bears when they go again, and then you can eat them. But one day he was embarrassed bad, so he started to beat his wife up because he's not giving him any. The lady kind of scared of him, so she gets some bears, get a poke of bears from the ice house, cut it in half, bring one half inside the house to throw out. When it was getting light, come over there, going to meet those bears. He called him a bear because he got no teeth. And after he eat those bears, he sat there and go to bed with his wife. After there was a little while, his wife woke up. The hand that was touching her husband was kind of getting sweat. She put her hand on that sweat and looked at it and said, "It's blood." Then she got up and went to the medicine man, the one she always went to when the man exchanged wives. She told him, "That fellow ate bears last night. I don't want him to eat them all night, but when he started to beat me up, I got him both. Would you have him come back to life again?" The medicine man says, and saying, "I told him already not to eat bears. I gave him live ones. He's pretty hard one to tell what he should do. What he should do. I'm going to let him go, let him die, so he won't come back again when he eats bears. He died by eating those bears. When men exchange wives, they get your right brothers and sisters, so that's what they've been doing all days ago, so they get have friends." What? Over my corner, I'll meet. Shiny one, I'll put it. Nick Carla, when I started, he made it meet. The rock, the Nick Carlitz. She walked up. The rock made a lot. Nick Carla, I made a lot. Nick Carla, I made a lot. Wasn't that when the neighbor opened it? The law made a phone, the law made to do. The cop told her to go. The side of the limit. Then, as they made the house well, the cop looked off to look at his money. She's only taken it. The government is made to have taken it. She never pulled out it. It's a little look. 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 It's the first day in the bathroom, and I looked down with it in the flat. You look. مشروع شرحته، مشروع ممكن نفتحه وكده من ناحية تكون التعود ما أنكر وأن تود منه مش نامي سي كده. And then my great 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 father went up to the moon. He was a medicine man, went up to the moon. United States in warship and trying to reach the moon. Now United States reached the moon. And the four ocean tried to reach the moon too. And many days ago my great great grandfather, he was a medicine man. They were living up the river. My father and my uncle, then three boys went with him. This old man, one evening, he said he's going to go up to the moon. This moon, it had a name in Eskimo too. This is my great grandfather. He went up to the moon. Is Chicken Rajah. That's the name of the moon that day when my uncle went up to the moon. So they watched him. He was acting inside of the igloo on the floor. And my uncle was telling his two boys what he'd been doing, what that man been doing. Now I think he reached the moon, so I think he met a man up there. He said for a move that what my uncle Nusuk said tell his two brothers. And when he gonna come back, he told these people, my father and my two uncles, he told them that he met a man from Point Hope up in the moon. So my uncle Lincoln don't believe it. When he went out, he told his two brothers, he's the oldest one, the oldest from his two brothers. I don't believe that man, he said. I don't believe our uncle. I don't think he went up to the moon. So they wait till the summer comes, about August. The first part of August, there was some Point Hope came down from Point Hope with the skin boot. So my uncle invited them, he let his wife cook some fish, fried anything, cooked in any way, and then they had a potluck. And those Point Hope would bring some whale meat, muck duck, stuff like that. And they were eating in one place, in a big tent where my uncle had it, the potluck. So after they get through eating, he brushed his tobacco pouch, let them have and smoke. So after he'd done that, he asked the Point Hopers, did anybody from Point Hope went up to the moon and chicken that cat? My uncle asked him. One old man says, yeah, there was a fellow named Asichuk. He was a medicine man at Point Hope. He went up to the moon that time. And when he come back, he told us he met Ikena from Cartier up in the moon. Those two men knows each other. They would put some kind of a marker in the moon and that the United States would find it. That how these medicine men, they had some kind of a power to look. It looks to me, the way they talk about this medicine man, we have, but I never seen one. After they get rid of them being medicine, women or medicine men after they get through with that, I was born. This is the end of the story. This is not the real story, but next time, I will tell another story again. For you folks, here's some more. Well, thanks a lot, ladies and gentlemen. I'll try to do my best and to tell you what these things been happening in Cotsamu in early days ago. But I try my best to tell it to you folks so we will lose it, so it'll be on some folks. So I'm going to start telling you some stories in English if they, if Manus says okay, but this is the first one I told in English, so I'll see you folks again sometime. I hope these stories will come out so you folks can listen to them.